Chapter 22. Then the Israelites departed and camped on the desert plains of Moab, across the Jordan from Jericho. Now Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites, and Moab became very frightened of the people, because they were so many. Indeed, Moab felt sick with fear because of the Israelites. So Moab said to the elders of Midian,
"Now this congregation will devour all our surroundings, just as a bull devours the grass in the field."
Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of Moab at that time. He sent messengers to Balaam, the son of Beor, at Pethor, which is by the river in his native land. He summoned him, saying,
"Look, our people has come out of Egypt. Look, they have covered the face of the earth, and they are dwelling right in front of me. Now please, come and curse this people for me, for they are mightier than I am. Perhaps I can defeat them and drive them out of the land, for I well know that the one whom you bless is blessed, and the one whom you curse is cursed."
So the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian traveled with the fee for divination in their hands and went to Balaam and conveyed to him Balak's message. At that he said to them,
"Spend the night here, and I will bring back to you whatever word Jehovah speaks to me."
So the princes of Moab stayed with Balaam. Then God came to Balaam and said, "Who are these men with you?" Balaam said to the true God,
"Balak, the son of Zippor, the king of Moab, has sent me a message, saying, 'Look, the people who are coming out of Egypt are covering the face of the earth. Now come and put a curse on them for me. Perhaps I may be able to fight against them and drive them out.'"
But God said to Balaam, "You must not go with them. You must not curse the people, for they are blessed." Balaam got up in the morning and said to the princes of Balak,
"Go to your land, for Jehovah has refused to let me go with you."
So the princes of Moab departed and returned to Balak and said,
"Balaam has refused to come with us."
However, Balak again sent princes, more numerous and more distinguished than the first group. They came to Balaam and said to him,
"This is what Balak, the son of Zippor, has said. Please do not let anything hinder you from coming to me, for I will honor you greatly, and I will do anything you tell me to do. So come, please, and curse this people for me."
But Balaam answered the servants of Balak,
"If Balak were to give me his own house full of silver and gold, I could not do anything beyond the order of Jehovah my God, whether small or great. But please stay here tonight also, so that I may learn what else Jehovah will tell me."
Then God came to Balaam by night and said to him, "If these men have come to summon you, go along with them, but you may speak only the words that I tell you to say." So Balaam got up in the morning and saddled his donkey and went with the princes of Moab. But God's anger blazed because he was going, and Jehovah's angel stationed himself in the road to resist him. Now Balaam was riding on his donkey, and two of his attendants were with him. And when the donkey saw Jehovah's angel standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand, it tried to turn off the road into the field. But Balaam began to beat the donkey to make it return to the road. Then Jehovah's angel stood in a narrow path between two vineyards, with stone walls on both sides. When the donkey saw Jehovah's angel, it began to squeeze itself against the wall, and it jammed Balaam's foot against the wall, and Balaam began beating it again. Jehovah's angel now passed by again and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn to the right or to the left. When the donkey saw Jehovah's angel, it lay down under Balaam. So Balaam became furious and kept beating the donkey with his staff. Finally, Jehovah caused the donkey to speak, and it said to Balaam,
What have I done to you to make you beat me these 3 times?
Balaam replied to the donkey,
It is because you have made a fool of me. If only I had a sword in my hand, I would kill you.
Then the donkey said to Balaam,
Am I not your donkey that you have ridden on all your life until today? Have I ever treated you this way before?
He replied,
No.
Then Jehovah uncovered Balaam's eyes, and he saw Jehovah's angel standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand. At once he bowed low and prostrated himself on his face. Then Jehovah's angel said to him,
Why have you beaten your donkey these 3 times? Look, I myself came out to offer resistance, because your way is in defiance of my will. The donkey saw me and tried to turn away from me these 3 times. Supposing it had not turned away from me, by now I would have killed you and let the donkey live.
Balaam said to Jehovah's angel,
I have sinned, because I did not know that it was you standing in the road to meet me. And now, if it is bad in your eyes, I will go back.
But Jehovah's angel said to Balaam,
Go with the men, but you may speak only the words that I tell you.
So Balaam continued going with the princes of Balak. When Balak heard that Balaam had come, he immediately went out to meet him at the city of Moab, which is on the bank of the Arnon, on the border of the territory. Balak said to Balaam,
Did I not send for you? Why did you not come to me? Did you think I am not able to honor you greatly?
Balaam replied to Balak,
Well, I have come to you now, but will I be allowed to say anything? I can only speak words that God puts in my mouth.
So Balaam went with Balak, and they came to Kiriath Huzoth. Balak sacrificed cattle and sheep, and sent some to Balaam and the princes who were with him. In the morning, Balak took Balaam and brought him up to Bamoth Baal. From there, he could see all the people.